Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Spring, Texas. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. Welcome to my Gulf Coast garden. Today I'm talking about collard greens. Of course I'm talking about collard greens. Today what I want to share with you is a little story about preserving collard greens. So I think I've talked to you. I don't know if the people listening now have heard the episodes about how I harvest the collard greens and I clean them up and I chop them up and I give them a quick 4 minutes in the Instant Pot pressure cooker, and then I make them in balls and freeze them, and then I have single serving about 3.5 ounce balls of prepped collard greens that I eat for breakfast every day and also add into other foods that I make. Now, early in June, we were leaving for our family summer vacation, and there just was no time to do that, but my collards were really overgrown. So I had a big harvest because you don't want too much rot to happen on the plant because that attracts not great insects, I think. So I harvested a whole bunch of collards, and then I didn't even wash them. I just stuffed them. I just stuffed them in Ziploc bags and put them in the freezer. And so now I pulled one of those Ziploc bags out and defrosted it and tried to clean it up, and it tastes bad. So my advice to you is don't do that. If you're going to preserve the collards in the freezer, give them the prep first, because they really didn't do too well with the freezing raw whole process. So it was kind of gross. And then they were frozen and all stuck together. And so I put them in water to kind of get them apart from each other so I could tear the stems out. And they just didn't taste quite right. And it was kind of gross. So I think because they were dirty when I froze them. So it was just a bad idea. I was like, oh, well, they're going to rot anyway. I'll just give it a try. And now I can tell you, don't bother. Just put them in the compost or give them to your neighbor if you're not going to be able to get to them. But give them the proper treatment if you're going to try to prep them out and keep them in the freezer. All right, just a little update on how to take care of your collards. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa, fireauntlisa.com. I'd love to see you over there on the website, and you could sign up for the email, and then we can get in touch. I'd love to hear about your garden, and I also have some products there that you might be interested in, particularly Made in the USA garden gloves, and I'd love to get you on my list because there's some exciting things happening in the future in terms of my invention, the Grow Cube. So the Grow Cube should be available probably in November. I've been in talks with a manufacturer, so my dream of the invention is coming true, and it's really exciting. So I'll be able to keep you in the loop on that if you sign up for my email list. All right, thank you so much for listening. I am Fire Aunt Lisa, fireauntlisa.com. Have a great day. Great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.